You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Bird Show.
Hi, Gabriella here needs a little help here. She is worried that her friends thinks that she is a traitor, and she wants to make sure that that is not happening. Hey, Gabriella.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. All right, so what do we got going on here?
Okay, so my friend Chelsea has always been just kind of, you know, a little dramatic, and it gets a little annoying sometimes, but I love her. She is like a little sister to me. You know, it's never, that's still my girl. So we've been friends for years. And of course, you know, we've had little arguments here and there, whatever, but nothing like anything we're going through right now. So of course, and you know, as friends, we follow each other on social media, on TikTok, and she's always posted those little cute videos and trying to get those to blow up and go viral and all of that. So the other day I was scrolling and she posted a video, and it said it was like her sleeping in the bed, looking all beautiful and peaceful. But then the caption, it was like, "How I sleep after cutting toxic people out of my life." And I'm like, okay, we didn't talk about any toxic people. So I wanted to know what was the tea. So, I immediately text her and I was just like, "Hey, I saw your video. What's up? What's the tea?" And it was like no response. So, okay, cool for a minute. But then later on that night, I text her again and she still hadn't responded. And that's not like her at all. So then I realized that my text didn't show delivered. So I'm like, that's really strange. And then I realized she blocked me. And I'm like, what? So I go to Instagram, I go to Twitter. And she's blocked me on everything.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, she even blocked me on Be Real. So I'm like, okay, maybe she just didn't block me on TikTok. I don't know what that's about. So I think it's pretty obvious at this point that I was probably the one she was talking about in that TikTok video. But I don't even know what's happening. She hasn't talked to me. We didn't argue about it. She didn't say anything. So,
and it seems to she blocked you on everything but TikTok because she wanted you to see that video.
Oh. Kristen with the observation.
Yes, let's
right?
make it worse.
Women. Women.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
And you know, and the crazy thing was we just went on a girls trip. We were in Miami. We had a great time. Okay. And that was just a couple of weeks ago. So it was like our last TikTok together, we were at the club together in Miami. So I was just like, what? Everything was cool. I thought we had a great time on the trip. So I hadn't really thought about it, and I hadn't really talked to her since we got back from the trip, but I thought, you know, we had fun. Everything was fine. We didn't argue on the trip. I mean, she was a little bit quiet at the end of the trip, but you know how sometimes at the end of vacation, you're just kind of
tired over it.
You're kind of tired a little bit. Yeah, you're ready to get back home, get back to normal, even though you had a good time. So I honestly have no idea what I did. She didn't text me any long texts to chew me out or anything. So I'm really trying to figure out what happened.
All right. It has been said that over the course of history, wars are only about a couple of different things, money and relationships. So in this particular case, did you not split a bill, or was she paying for you this weekend and you didn't volunteer? Or was there a guy or a woman involved this weekend that she was interested in that you stole?
No, there were no one night stands. We worked out everything with the bills. We split everything. Everything was fair. We knew up front what the cost was for our room and for the food. And everything. I mean, nothing like that at all.
Not even something like you maybe getting a little more attention than she was getting or something in that degree?
I don't think so. I mean, we each had a couple of guys that we kind of flirted with, what have you, but none of us, you know, neither one of us kind of like went off on a date or, you know, had any, like I said, no one night stands or any kind of flings or anything with anybody. So But yeah, I think we both were having fun. We were both kind of flirting a little bit. Nothing too heavy.
This has happened to me before, in that you go out on a trip with a whole bunch of dudes or women or whatever, and if you're not in contact with each other all the time, you don't realize that your lives are just different now. Like, you guys aren't the same two people. You're in a different stage of life, and then the relationship just kind of falls off. Is that possible?
I mean, yeah, I understand that, but I mean, like I said, she has now blocked me. So this isn't just a fall off.
Right,
she's intentionally like blocking me on stuff. But like you said, that, you know, that one TikTok, she didn't. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, so you were trying to hurt me. Like, what does this mean? But there was no explanation to it. There was no, she didn't respond to my text and say, you know what you did, or this is what you did, or she didn't have a friend tell me. There's nothing. I have no clue. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like we're thinking a little too on the nose if we're thinking specifically about what happened on that weekend. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The way that women break off relationships, whether it's romantic or friendships, it's always sort of this underlying unspoken resentment that sort of builds up over time. And there's no bigger chaos crockpot than a girl's trip, especially in Miami. So I feel like whatever resentment she was throwing into the crock pot over the last 6 months or so finally just exploded on that girl's trip. So I feel like it's maybe something that happened before that just all came to a head in Miami.
Chaos crock pot. Mm-hmm. I will be using that. All right. So, Gabriella, Tommy has already reached out. So we're going to have some answers for you in a couple of minutes.
I did. And Gabriella, you said that she has not reached out to you, said, you know what you did. Well, she kind of said that to me. In fact, she said she definitely knows what she did.
What?
Well, she definitely doesn't. So this is why we got some answers for you. So hang with a couple for just a couple of minutes, and when we come back, we'll tell you exactly why you guys aren't going to be friends, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll do it next.
The Burt Show.
It's got to be something pretty serious, something pretty drastic when a friend blocks you. You know, most of the time when I realize, like, maybe I'm just in a different phase of life than somebody else or whatever. You know, it's usually them, be honest with you. A couple of texts to me, a couple of not returns, or a couple of well-timed, like, oh, yeah, we should do something next Wednesday, when I know they already have something going on Wednesday. A couple of those times, and then the relationship just kind of fades, you know? But in this case here, Gabriella, all sorts of confused, because she goes to Miami with a friend, gets back, there's this cryptic TikTok, and now everything's blocked.
Gabriella went on a girls' trip with her lady friends, and we all know what happens in Miami with girls' trip. You either come out with zero friends, or you all just don't talk to each other until the relationships end over a period of time. And so she found this TikTok where her friend posted that she sleeps really good after cutting toxic people out of her life, and found out that she was completely blocked on all socials except for TikTok, which we deduced as a very intentional thing for her to see it. But women, we're so conniving. We know what we're doing.
And we play chestnut checkers.
And we were like, okay, so what must have happened on this Miami girls trip? But what I think actually happened was the chaos crockpot, which is how women break up with their friends and their boyfriends or their girlfriends, is you start heating up the crockpot, and over like a period of a year or 6 months or whatever, you start throwing things in that kind of like bug you, and you kind of ignore it at first, and everything's still kind of cooking, it's simmering, you keep throwing things in there, and finally the crockpot gets full and you just decide that you're done with this entire relationship, and you just bounce with no explanation. So we're going to find out what was in that crockpot.
All right, Gabriella, are you ready?
I am ready, beyond ready.
Okay, so Tommy reached out to your friend that has kind of cut you, not kind of, definitely cut you off.
Yeah.
And we got answers for you. Tommy, you want to take it from here?
And before the break, I teased it by saying that Chelsea, your friend, says she definitely knows what she did. Now, this is obviously a huge thing to Chelsea, maybe not so much to you, but here we go. I said, hello, Chelsea. My name is Tommy. I'm the show director for a radio morning show called The Burt Show. A friend of yours reached out to us to see if we can get some answers on why you're no longer on speaking terms. Did you mean to block your friend Gabriella? And Chelsea said, hi, Tommy. I know of The Burt Show. I did mean to block Gabriella. I'm not sure if it's possible to accidentally block someone. And I said, just checking. Gabriella told us she's not sure what she did wrong and is really looking for some answers. Would you be willing to give some? And Chelsea said she definitely knows what she did. And what? I said she really doesn't. And she said she might be pretending not to know. but she intentionally embarrassed me on vacation, and there's no way she would know what she did to hurt me. And I said, I'm sorry to hear that. Can you elaborate? And she says, you know the TikTok trend where you film your friend before they go out and start drinking, and then you show what they look like at the end of the night?
Oh, this is one of my favorite trends, especially the ones at weddings are the best. So they'll be like, hi, my name's Kristen. I'm a bridesmaid, and this is my first drink of the night. And then you go to the end, and it's like,
my favorite one that I saw was a groomsman, and he's like, this is my first drink of the night. And then it cut to his second drink, but instead of him being like really sloshed, he was just like rolling around in the ocean.
First drink, last drink perspective is always it's always a good one. They do it for bachelorette parties, they do it for weddings.
Okay.
God, there was one bride, Lord, I'm like, he definitely didn't get any on the night of his wedding. She could not string a sentence together.
All right, maybe this happened in the Miami weekend also.
All right, well, Bert, I, like you, I wasn't familiar with these, and I said, I don't think we have the same TikTok algorithm, but I understand the concept. And Chelsea said, she had the idea to film that as a TikTok on a vacation we took together, which was cool with me at first. But then instead of posting a cute video of me drunk, she set me up with this awful video she took. And I said, what?
Go ahead.
That's the trend. I mean, that's what it's funny. It's,
All right. Let me continue. I said, are you comfortable sharing what the video was? And Chelsea said, she's blasted it all over social media, so I guess it doesn't matter at this point.
Yeah, everybody knows. Everybody in the world.
So, on the last night of our girls' trip, she says, we were out and someone got around to lemon drops. But since I'm not basically an alcoholic like Gabriella actually care about my body.
Shots fired. Damn.
I couldn't take it, and it just came right back up. And unfortunately, I got a little bit on my friend. And I said, so you vomited on your friend?
Damn.
And she said, that makes it sound really gross. I just spit it back up and got on my friend's dress.
So, yes, she threw it on her friend.
She tried to take the shot, but she spit the shot out.
No, that is not what happened.
That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like.
That's what she's trying to make it sound like. She vomited on her friend.
Spit it back up on my friend, and I got him on my friend's dress.
Was she a baby? All right, I said, okay, I see. So you're uncomfortable with the fact she posted that video of you. She said, not only did she post it, she showed it to the entire bar.
Well, yeah.
She thought it was the funniest thing she'd ever seen in her life.
That is pretty funny.
She even showed guys. I just Ubered back to the hotel, and I didn't talk to her for the rest of the trip. And I said, I totally get it. Do you consider this the end of your friendship with Gabriella? And she said, unless she wants to let me record her peeing her pants and post it on TikTok, yeah, I'm not interested.
Oh, that would be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's how it ended.
New trend.
All right. So,
oh my gosh.
I think she's pissed right now. This is not something that's going to break a friendship. All right. She's just pissed. She just got back from Miami. She's embarrassed. So she made her point, but this is not going to be forever, right?
No.
Really?
I can totally see it being forever. And this is, honestly, Gabriella, like, I'm incensed for you because here's the thing. Feelings aside, or not even feelings aside, her feelings were hurt. She's embarrassed. And even though this isn't something that would embarrass you, this is something that clearly embarrassed her. But the problem is you're going to step on your friend's toes, especially if alcohol is involved. Like that's going to happen at some point, no matter how long, or if you've been friends with someone for a while. So this is on her for not communicating that this was something that was hurtful to her. Like, mm-hmm. I just don't understand what's so difficult about vocalizing when your friends hurt you so that you can make amends. I've just never understood why you would rather be bitter and alone and cut people off rather than just vocalize to your friends so that you can move on from it.
Like, what would typically happen, or at least what I would hope would happen, is like the next morning, and this is like classic code for a girl's weekend when you have like a wild feral night out. The next morning, everybody gathers in one room and you literally reminisce about the entire night, sure. Right? And you rehash all that stuff. It would have been, I agree with Abby, it would have been nice if Chelsea would have been like, hey, that really hurt my feelings. I felt like you were picking on me and you were making fun of me, and like you weren't laughing with me, you were laughing at me. Mm. And I didn't think it was cool that you did that.
Yeah, if I'm you, Gabriella, I would feel like, one, I mean, like you said, that was the point of what we were doing. And yeah, she had plenty of time to communicate if she wanted to backtrack and not go through with it, and she should have communicated that. But in listening to her throw the jabs of being an alcoholic and caring about your body, that would probably make me feel like there's a little more to it. And you've probably had some of this lingering already. So I really wouldn't take this one personally. It's unfortunate, but I don't think it's all on you.
Well, at least you have the info now.
Yeah, now you know.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that totally sucks, because I definitely would have taken the video down. I had no idea that caused all of this.
Well, reach out to her. She's obviously hurt. You know, she wishes you wouldn't have done that. You wish she would have handled it differently. So try to communicate with her today and see if there's any salvaging of it.
All you got
to
do is pee your pants.
I mean, hard can that be? Women and dudes are so different here, because had I taken that video of you and you were upset by it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would have found an electronic billboard somewhere around town and put it up there.
The Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
All right, I think at the end of the day, Meredith here just needs to vent. We talk about ghosting quite a bit, but usually it's ghosting a date.
Something romantic.
Something romantic. Although now I understand that people are ghosting interviews.
Oh,
they are ghosting their first day at work. Or they are ghosting, they don't even quit. They just don't show up anymore. What we don't talk about is ghosting when it comes to school and not attendance. Hey, Meredith, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning.
Morning. Okay. So what area are we talking about ghosting here?
So I am on the PTA board at my kid's school. And every year at the beginning of the school year, we have a list of people to sign up who want to volunteer at the school. And it's always this long, extensive list. And when it comes time for us to ask for volunteers for things, you know, we go through this list, we call people. Suddenly, nobody's available. And then the people who are available, and it's been really bad this year, will sign up and say that they're going to volunteer, and then the day of, just not show up.
Wow. That's infuriating, man.
Yeah.
And it's like, I understand, you know, life happens. Kids get sick. You get sick. You know, maybe you had something come up at work, and that's totally fine, but you have to let people know, because we're relying on this help. Like, we're volunteers ourselves, you know, and we are relying on these parents who are saying they're going to come help us in order to do these things for the kids and for the school. And we can't get them done if we don't have the proper manpower to do them.
I mean, I know for some parents, like, there's a certain parent you aspire to be, and then there's the parent you actually are, and that's okay.
Like, you want to volunteer.
Yes, yeah. Right. And so by putting your name down, you feel like you've done something, but actually you need to follow through in order for that to actually go on your permanent record of parenting. And I understand, Meredith, like, it's okay if you don't have time to do anything. Just don't volunteer. Like, if you don't have the time, you don't have that. I totally get that. But you can't fill a spot and say you're going to be there and then be an absolute no-show.
Meredith, if you do have a mom, and you know that pressure on moms is always there to volunteer and be the best. So she signs up to volunteer and then realizes she's not going to have the time. What is the appropriate amount of time to give you to let you know that, okay, now she's not going to show, so I've got to fill that slot?
I mean, really, as soon as possible. You know what I mean? Like, if you know a couple days in advance, like, you know what, I may not be able to do this, let us know a couple days in advance. If it's not till the morning of, like, hey, my kid woke up sick, I'm not going to be able to make it today, that's fine. Just let us know as soon as possible, because then we can start reaching out to people to try to fill that spot. I mean, we had a holiday shop right before the winter break, and we have a very large school. It's like 1,200 students, and it's 5 days of holiday shop that the PTA puts on. Like, we run this 100%. And I had one morning where every single volunteer, I had five volunteers, and every single one of them didn't show up. Oof, and then I was completely by myself. And then I had one person who finally came. She was like, sorry, I was running late, which is fine. I was like, thank God you're here. You know, I need bodies. And that's the thing is, like, we can't do these things for the kids, and we can't do these things without being properly staffed. It's like running a business almost, the PTA is, but it's all volunteer run. And then we have parents that are complaining about, well, why did this take so long, or how come this didn't work out this way? I mean, it's, well, because we didn't have the people there to help us do it, to make it run smoothly.
Meredith, has the PTA sent out a newsletter to the parents letting them know, like, hey, we rely on our volunteers and anybody that is capable of helping, great, but we're having an issue with no-shows. If you aren't available, then please don't sign up.
I mean, it's constant. It's constant, like, hey, we really need your help. Hey, like, we need volunteers for this. Yeah. If you're signing up, please make sure to, show up. If you can't show up, please let us know. Like, every time we put out a sign up. And that's the thing too, we're using Sign Up Genius, which automatically sends them reminders about the event.
Yeah, we do that too.
This is such a losing proposition for the parents, at least in like the dating world. If you go somebody, there are 1,000 bars and clubs, right? So maybe you're going to run into them, or maybe you're not, and it's going to be uncomfortable. If you're a parent at this school and you ghost, you're definitely going to run into the committee at some point.
For sure. What if there was, so if people are signing up and not showing, what if it went on their permanent record, and if they ghost three times, they're no longer allowed to volunteer? I mean, I know that doesn't help you out with the volunteer situation, but...
No, you got to do something to the kid.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say the kid get kicked out of school. I thought you was going to say.
Your child will be expelled if you don't show up for the holiday bake sale.
Well, I was going to say, because I feel like when people just ghost because there's no consequences, I feel like at some point, like, when do you stop putting on these events if nobody's around to help? I honestly feel like that's when people would be self-motivated to volunteer and actually show up. If the PTA just stopped doing things for the kids, like, okay, well, we're not going to have the fall festival or whatever because no one shows up. Now, people might not be motivated to show up on their own terms just because, you know, they don't really care about helping other people, but they are wanting to make sure that their kid has a fun carnival to go to. Right. So I think it might come down to that.
I agree with that, but at the same time, the school, that's where they get money. To buy things for the school.
Find them. Find the parents.
That's a good one.
There you go, Meredith. Yeah, find them.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, we've even like done like, hey, incentive, like come and volunteer at this event and you'll get, you know, like if you help out at our movie night, you'll get free pizza and a drink for volunteering. You know, we've thrown out incentives out there, like come help at the book fair and you get a 10% discount on, at the book fair. And we still have people sign up and then not show up. Yeah. It got to a point where I was like in tears right before the winter break. And I told the school, I said, if this continues, I don't know if we can continue to do these things because I'm one person and I can't do it by myself. I said, we might have to start canceling events and I might have to throw that out there that like, hey, this event will only work if we have people show up. And if you're not showing up, then we'll have to cancel the event.
Meredith, we appreciate your time. Hopefully there's one mom there that can now hear like from the other side and the perspective and she won't be bailing on you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I appreciate you. It's the Burt Show.
I still like your idea of finding them.
Yeah?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Hit them in the pockets.
And if you want to give them incentive, like it shouldn't be like pizza. It should be those fairy sex books that
that would probably do. I will volunteer if you give me those for free.
Get it? The Burt Show.
I am not sure that I have ever heard a more honest and a-holy conversation than I just heard in studio. And I want to bring this to the Burt Show and to listeners who would probably love to do the same thing. You want to vent on the little things about your significant other that just absolutely drive you crazy, that is going to make you look like an a-hole, but who cares? It's the truth. 1-855-BIRCHO. We can put you guys on the voice disguiser.
Uh-huh.
We cannot with the people in studio.
So we're just going to put our a-holeness on display, eh?
I think every couple after a certain amount of time feels the same way about their significant others. And I don't know that you're going to feel like an a-hole. I think you're going to seem very relatable.
All right, Cassie, you ready to
But you have to do it with the same vigor that you just did it with, okay?
You ready to unite our a-holes?
Yes.
All right. So,
to become one big a-hole. coming to Marvel, summer 2025.
I'll unite our a-holes if I can put it on OnlyFans.
It has to be with the same passion that you guys literally just did while we were in commercial.
It's going to happen. Right. So, give you a little behind the scenes. Kaylee's in studio to talk about the next break, which we're probably not going to get to because Bert's now doing this. And I asked him, hey, how's your little one Kieran doing? Because he was out because she was sick. So, he's giving us an update. He's talking about a cough, right? And that goes into Cassie saying, hey, you know, use honey, blah, blah, blah. That can be a natural cough suppressant, blah, blah, blah. And it keeps going. And I go, you know, he was talking how it's kind of annoying, you know, when your kids are coughing, you hear them on the monitor or whatever.
So when your kid is sick, it's annoying, is what you're saying?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Slightly.
Especially at that age. Well, I mean, at any age, really, because if I think about my 3, my 7, or my 11-year-old, you know, they don't. You need water. Go get water. I mean, like, we've told you 100 times, but it's like when you hear that one little cough, you just think to yourself, oh, hell. Because you know it's going to be a night of just, and you're just like.
Which then I felt it. I felt the burning rage inside of me. And I will release it again. It's so sad because your significant other is obviously in distress because they are coughing, or they are sick because they are coughing. So you would think a normal person would have empathy for this person that is coughing.
Look at all the staff members parading in studio to vent about their significant others, right?
I have never been happier to be chronically single at this moment.
But my husband, when he coughs, it is the most... fingernails on a chalkboard. I told you, like, I want to punch him in the throat. I want to take a pillow and shove it over his face. I am like, I should be a sympathetic person to be like, oh, babe, are you okay? But instead, I'm the a-hole over here like, do you need some water?
It's because the cough is never like, it's always... And I'm like, are you okay? Are you dying? Or did you like just choke on a chili pepper? What's happening?
And I'm like, little bitch, why are you being so dramatic?
Right?
Like, take a sip of water. Like, you're not like trying to watch my show, and now I'm having to put subtitles on because I can't hear what the people are saying because you're in the next room going,
hacking up like a Victorian child dying of the plague in winter. Get it together.
If you can't handle putting pepper on your food, don't do it.
Carolina.
Oh my God.
Carolina, our intern, you can't grab a mic here if you can't come with that kind of passion about your husband.
No, my husband can clear a room. So the first night I ever slept with my husband, he farted like nobody's business. And when I say he can clear a room, he smells up the entire house. From the moment he wakes up, he is farting to the moment our son is asleep, he is farting. And I am over it. Over it. It sickens me. And his mom is like, my mother-in-law is like, I don't know how you put up with him. How?
So like, he's been like that ever since he was a child.
Oh, yeah.
Just
one time
whipping him left and
in
right.
In front of the children's choir preacher, and it cleared the whole choir room out.
All the old folks. Not in front of the kids.
Zed, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Yeah, hey. So I agree with everything that's been said. So my wife, she likes, listen, I love Doritos just as much as the next person. I love that Cool Ranch. But man, can we just get a napkin and not just the typhoon suction power on them digits? The Dorito snacking. I mean, just get a napkin and go get some more Doritos. Why do you have to suck your fingers like that?
Speaking of sucking, here's another irritating one. When it's the end of like an iced coffee,
oh,
you're not going to get all the whipped cream.
cream up, so stop going.
That's me. My wife will. It drives her nuts.
At one point, I literally was like, I'm going to snatch it out of your hand and throw it out of the window if you do not stop right now.
I don't understand how my husband, it doesn't have to be soup. It doesn't have to be liquid. It can literally be anything, any food, and he has to slurp it off a spoon or a fork.
I'm that person.
Oh my God. And I'm like, why do you have to vacuum your food? Into, like, you put this utensil into your mouth. You don't use your teeth to scrape said utensil. And you press your lips around it. And then you pull out the utensil. It is that freaking simple. Drives me crazy.
Zach, go ahead.
My wife makes insane, like, predictions about TV shows. Like, this guy last night was, and it bugs the crap out of me.
Right before it's about to happen, right? She'll make a prediction on what's, and then if it does happen, she like gloats about it, right?
Well, yes, but it never gets there. Like, this guy's downtown three, and she's like, oh, he's gonna make a cross. And I was like, what? Where did you get that from? Like, there's no reference to that happening. Or, like, a child will show up, and she's like, oh, I bet he's adopted. And I'm like, what?
Zach, is she...
Where are you getting these references? And this is all the time. And I'm like, this is... It drives... I'm like, I hear you. I get the twist that you're getting at, but that is not what's going to happen.
I am that person.
Is she ever accurate?
No.
Never.
No.
There was probably a time where he's like, oh, that's so cute. Yeah. And now, years later. Good morning, Leslie. You're on The Bert Show. Hi.
Hi, Bert Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
I love my partner. Mm-hmm. But she lets her 5-year-old nephew answer the phone all the time. So I might call and say, hey, stranded on the side of the road, have a flat tire, talking to a 5-year-old.
And that was never cute for you, right? Never.
No, not cute at all. I'm having an emotional breakdown underneath my desk at work, and I'm talking to a 5-year-old.
We will take Rio here on the voice disguiser as soon as they are put on hold. Put them on hold.
Rio.
How long does it take to put that? I got one.
No, stop. we're down some staff members today.
Hey, Rio, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hello.
Rio.
Yeah, I'm here. How are you guys?
Go for it.
Yes, my wife does this thing in the morning. She has bad sinuses where she does like a snort. Black duck, like it's very loud. It sounds like a freight train.
Try to emulate it for us right now, so we can feel how annoying it is.
It's a.
He's in bed with Daffy Duck.
All right, Abby, the Instagram debates on unfollowing, muting, blocking, what do you got?
Yeah, my mom and I actually got into this debate last week where we were both talking about how we fall into one or two categories. When you're done seeing somebody's stuff on social media, do you unfollow them? Do you just totally remove them as a follower, or do you mute them? So I was surprised to see one of my favorite podcasts, The Toast, talk about this exact same thing.
On my flight home yesterday, I unfollowed almost 100 people.
Poor Kay.
I just like was getting a little out of control, like a little willy-nilly with like my follows, you know? It just got me thinking, because before I would unfollow someone, especially if they like followed me back, I would be like, oh, this is like gonna start a problem. They're gonna think I'm like mad at them or I don't like them. And that's just not the case, you know? Like, not everyone's content is gonna serve you at all different times of your life. Like, I don't hate you. It's just like your content's not for me.
And you wouldn't want to hit them with the mute?
But then I'm like, okay, we're really gonna like
be like so phony and keep up appearances. Like, you just don't want to follow someone.
And we're gonna tiptoe around people's feelings. Like, maybe, I don't know. I just don't agree like with babying everyone. And then somebody messaged me and she like agreed with me. She was like, no, Turdy, I totally feel this. Like, I literally unfollowed you last year because like your content didn't serve me anymore. And then I became a toaster, so I refollowed you and like now I'm loving it. I was like, okay, wait.
This can't apply to me.
Wait a damn minute. But no, like, she's right.
That hurts though. It hurts when it's like
She threw that back in my face.
Yeah.
But she's not wrong. So my heart goes out to the 100.
The 100 fallen follows.
We will be reunited.
We salute you.
Thank you for your service. Not everything is meant to last forever, you know?
For me, I'm in the mute category. You have to do something really heinous for me to unfollow you, or you have to be so inconsequential in my life that me unfollowing you is literally nothing. Mm-hmm. My mom will unfollow just about anybody. Like, you look at her the wrong way in public, she's unfollowing you. She's like, I don't need to see that chick anymore.
If it's a friend, I'll probably mute. But if it's just some content provider, bye-bye.
Yeah, I've gone through and I've like cold, like it's normally one of those things that you do at the beginning of the year, like you're like a early spring cleaning and you're just going through all of your social media accounts and trying to tighten things up. But I am in the same boat as Abby. Like you got to do something like pretty gnarly for me to like unfollow you, because otherwise I'm going to mute you.
I've gone through phases with this. I definitely was once a blocker. I mean, we used to have segments on it, the block party. Back. I used to block a lot. But in recent times, I've become more of a muter. I don't know why, but I do think people get satisfaction out of being blocked. So as opposed to that,
yeah.
I mute more now.
Yeah. So that's how I am on Twitter, formerly known as Twitter, now X. But when it comes to Instagram, because I am so I share a lot of my personal life and now my child, I have no problem blocking you on Instagram. The minute you say something or do something that is bringing a damper on my party online, nah, bye-bye. I'm blocking you.
So I got not chewed out, but a couple of listeners DM'd me when I was doing an Ask Me Anything the other day, and they asked me why I was still following my ex, and I had muted her, but my thought process was, like, even though we're broken up, I didn't want to offend her by an unfollow, so I just muted her. Because I didn't understand like the social etiquette by it. And they're like, well, she's not following you. And that's when I went, well, I'm not following her. But I didn't know it. I guess in a case of a breakup, you unfollow?
I mean, you can. Sometimes you do. Sometimes you don't. I mean, that's why when it comes to celebrity news, I mean, like the minute Selena Gomez unfollowed Justin Bieber or vice versa, it's like, oh my God.
Right.
What happened?
And there are people that notice that immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, quick.
All right.
Listen. It's the Burt Show.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.